guys think I'm pretty dumb. Huh.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host to the lesser heard side of rock, one consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of rock and roll vinyl history, and at times, some not so subtle commentary. From the blues of the 30s to today's new releases and everything in between. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. It's become a bit of a tradition here in the Vinyl Garage to look back the preceding 12 months on the first show of the new year at the new releases that can be considered of interest to the classic rock community. And 2016 was a good year. No less than 30 nominees for the show, including new albums by the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Dylan, the Monkees, and Eric Clapton, among others. Enough for two shows. Hey, now, there's an idea. And we're leading off with a cut from a new Elton John endeavor titled Wonderful Crazy Night. 10 new songs from Elton and Bernie Taupin. Looking Up was the first single from the February release.
Thank you.
You may be shocked if you have heard the Vinyl Garage before and what I play on the show to hear that I hold the utmost respect and admiration for the music, what I and many others consider the most important American composer of the 20th century, that being George Gershwin. So when someone covers his genius, you hold the artist to a higher level. Janis killed Summertime. And Ronstadt channeled George in Someone to Watch Over Me. So when the Willie Nelson Sings Gershwin LP crossed my turntable, I was hopeful the icon of Willie could cover the genius masterfully. And I was not disappointed. Here's Willie's Someone to Watch Over Me.
There's a somebody longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone who will watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know that I could always be good to one who will watch over me. Although I may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, her heart I'll carry the key. Won't you tell her please to put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone who was over me. Someone to watch
over me.
Bonnie Raitt's 20th studio LP was released last February, and although she's been eligible for Medicare for a couple of years, she's not missed a beat. I've chosen What You're Doing to Me as a representative of her newest LP, Diggin' Deep.
All songs save one have been recorded by Sinatra. And in fact, the LP was recorded in the same studio at Capitol Records as Frank. So was the 2016 Dylan LP, Fallen Angels, his 27th, a Sinatra tribute? Not really. It's just Zimmy choosing a dozen cuts he admires. And besides, Frank recorded nearly every song ever written anyway. But here is where things get really weird. He sings, actually enunciates. Is it possible he has too much respect for this material to mumble his way through? He never was someone who was overly impressed with himself.
Why do I do just as you say? Why must I just give you your way? Why do I sigh? Why don't I try to forget? It must have been that something lovers call fate kept me saying I have to wait. I saw them all, just couldn't fall till we met. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue. And even be glad, just to be sad, thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all of your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
Still at it, their 17th LP, Bang Zoom Crazy Hello from April, still rocks. Purist alert, Bunny Carlos is no longer the drummer. It's Rick Nielsen's son, Dax. The first single, No Direction Home, is featured here. Although the LP peaked at number 31, it was completely off the charts in just 2 weeks.
We'll be right back.
we can say that there's a new Beatle record released is a good year in music, and 2016 is one, albeit a remastered remix version of a previous album from 1977, and that being Live at the Hollywood Bowl. The album was originally a combination of both the 1964 and 1965 shows, and when originally released, reached 1 or 2 in the US, UK, and Japanese charts. The 2016 reissue is worlds better sonically over its predecessor, which you will hear. Another Beatle-related release this past year is important for a different reason. Blackberry Train by James McCartney, Paul and Linda's son, also featured Donnie Harrison on guitar, half of what could be billed as the next generation Beatles. Sean and Julian Lennon and Zach Starkey are all musicians too. Just saying.
And now, here they are, the Beatles.
You're listening to a new Music 2016 retrospective here on the Vinyl Garage.
Looking out and it's getting light. Writing words from left to right, but I try, but I try just a little too hard. Looks my way, I say to her, do you wanna stay? But I try just a little too hard. My, my, I've gotta take it easy, like the doctor said. Lie back and think of Britain, running through my head. Stop my pushing, I'm going round and round. Take a breath and recognize my feelings, I've gotta slow it down. I work my fingers down to the bone, I'm tired of working on our own. But I try just a little too hard.
Previous were not the only 60s refugees blessing us with a new album last year. The Monkees, Zombies, and Rolling Stones all added a release to 2016. Although the Zombies consisted of songs recorded live on the BBC, the Monkees' Good Times was all new, even though it didn't feature Davy Jones, who passed away in 2012, and the Stones' all new recordings of old blues cuts titled Blue and Lonesome. We'll hear Tell Her No, She Makes Me Laugh, and I Can't Quit You, Baby, by the Zombies, Monkees, and Stones, respectively. The Stones cut featured guest guitarist Eric Clapton, who himself had a new album out in 2016, and we'll get to that in a moment.
And winding up the show, it's the Zombies, who sing the number which was on their most recent record, and it's called Tell Her No.
And as she should tell you, if she tempts you with a charm,
don't have me now for a love. And if she should tell you I love you, just remember she said that to me.
Thank you.
And as promised, from the May release, I Still Do, Eric Clapton's Spiral. The album was not exactly his shining hour, but still, a solid LP. Rumors have Donnie Harrison appearing on this record too. Let's bring it home to Cleveland and Michael Stanley, a 2016 LP titled A Very Short Time with the title cut. How very introspective he is at 68 years. The line, in a very short time, this will be a long time ago. Well said.
at your own void. And hands never played. She tasted like a secret, and he drifted in her wake. The scent was all around you, like a wave about to break. Turning to him slowly, she said, "You need to know." In a very short time, this will be a long time ago. The night lay back and the moon gave in, and time wouldn't breathe. So a conversation of whispers and moans, never to leave. She tasted like a secret, and he drifted in her wake. The scent was all around, like a wave about to break. Turning to him slowly, she said, "You need to know. In a very short time, this will be a long time ago." And she came with no illusions, let them scatter. But a moment he hopes
We're closing out the show with the band Kansas with a cut from their 15th studio LP, The Prelude Implicit, the first with new lead singer Ronnie Platt. Not exactly the band you know and love, featuring, as of 2016, only the original guitarist and drummer. Apparently that's all you need to call yourself Kansas. And strangely enough, the classic Kansas of the 70s heydays is still apparent. That well-rehearsed mix of heavy and progressive rock without the modern-day, hey, look at me, I'm a great musician, pretentiousness of bands like Dream Theater and the like. Overall, a well-executed endeavor. Here's Crowded Isolation from the September release. Thanks for spending a perfectly good hour of your life here in the Vinyl Garage. Keep in touch with the show at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.
Right.